For the new year, I really want to make sure that sauning is a big part of my wellness routine, and that's where I'm thrilled to bring in Boncharge. Boncharge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. Founded on science and inspired by nature, all Boncharge products adapt ancestral ways of living in our modern-day world. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you sleep better, perform better, and have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list really is endless. If you're interested, go to boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15%. That's boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15% off on your purchase. That's boncharge.com/manifest. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more that you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of the show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/manifest. Just go to Indeed.com/manifest right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/manifest. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Manifest with Tori DeSimone. I'm your host, Tori DeSimone, and I hope you guys are having an amazing Monday so far. My audio might sound a little bit different because I'm recording this intro right now at the beach. I'm in Sea Isle prepping for the season to start down here, which is starting really soon. Like, we open May 29th, which is just a little more than 2 months away, so about 8 weeks until we open. So I'm just down here prepping for the season. And in doing so, I forgot my official podcast microphone. So I'm using my iPhone to record on voice memo. So if anyone wants to do this at home for cheap, this is what you're doing for a podcast. I'm using my iPhone voice memo and like the Apple headphones that plug into your phone. And I'm just using the microphone on that. So very makeshift intro here. Thank you for bearing with it. The audio will get a little bit better later on in the episode. And that's because today's episode is a rerun from 2019. So this is actually the very first time that I've ever done a podcast rerun. Now, the reason that I wanted to do this rerun is because some of my most popular podcasts, episodes are ones about manifestation, living your life as your higher self, how to begin learning to trust the universe, all these sorts of things. So I really wanted to do an intro to that episode. And then I went back through and I realized that I already did it back in 2019. So I think since I have so many new listeners to the podcast, people haven't gone back and listened. So this should be brand new for so many of you guys. And I think it's a really good intro and like stepping stone into manifestation and trusting the universe, living life as your higher self. And then once you guys hear this episode, I have more to dive in on, more to dive in about this topic. But I just feel like this episode sums everything up pretty well and serves as an introduction course to trusting the universe. So that's why I want to do a rerun of this today rather than like remake the entire episode. This has been very requested and I already have it. So I'll just rerun it again today so you guys can hear it all. And even if you have heard it before, it never hurts to do a little rebrush and refresh of all the cool info in that episode. So that's exciting. But yeah, before we get into it, let's just like chit chat, catch up. How has life been with you guys? Honestly, for me, everything has been exactly the same as I said last week. I'm still obsessed with Ink Master to the point where like it makes me want two sleeves of tattoos yesterday on my arms. And it's so funny because I've actually always wanted a lot of tattoos when I was younger, like back in my Tumblr days, like 15, 16, I was like, oh my God, I definitely want sleeves. And then I sort of like changed my appearance. Like I had dark hair then, now I have blonde hair. And I was like, I don't know if that'll like really go with like my whole vibe anymore. But after watching Ink Master, I'm like, no, it's going to go with my vibe because I'm going to make it go with my vibe. So I would love to get like tattoos. And watching Ink Master is definitely just making me want more tattoos. So anyway, I'm also drinking this really good coffee right now because I'm at the beach. I don't have my latte machine. So I just got a cold brew cinnamon hazelnut coffee from this place in Margate, and it rocks. So it's really good. But yeah, guys, seriously, other than that, like everything has pretty much been the same. I got my car back. Remember how we always were like, or how I told you guys, I think it was last week or maybe the week before, that I didn't have my car because I hit a deer. Well, I have my car back a month later, which is amazing. I feel like I have freedom again, which is amazing to have my car back. I was literally like being 16 and asking my mom for rides everywhere. So that was like kind of fun for a month, but it wore off after like maybe week two. So yeah, life's good again. I'm at the beach. I'm drinking a nice coffee. I have no complaints. Everything's really good. So we'll just get into today's episode. Again, it's from 2019, so I'm sure a lot of you guys have not heard this, but yeah, I'm excited to even listen to an older episode of Manifest. I hope you guys enjoy it, and I will talk to you all very soon. Love you guys. Have a wonderful Monday. Welcome back to another episode of Manifest with Tori DeSimone. I am your host, Tori DeSimone, and today I am super excited about this topic. I feel like this is one that actually goes along with the title of my podcast, which is Manifest with Tori DeSimone, because that is along the lines of what we're going to be talking about today. Manifestation, trusting yourself, making promises and keeping them to yourself, and everything that has put you right where you're supposed to be right now. Lately, I have been in a really just happy, go-lucky mood like all the time. I just have the best energy. I am always just so happy without, you know, a lot of actual worries in the world. I just feel really happy, go-lucky. And I credit a lot of that to my mindset that I have been developing over the past year and a half or so since I really started to kind of have just like a mindset shift. And I'm going to dive deep into that. But before I do, I just want to plug my Facebook group like I do every single episode. My Facebook group is the absolute cutest, and I would love it if you guys joined it. It is called Manifest with Tori DeSimone, and it's on Facebook. So if you guys want to share tips, tricks, you know, it's us girl talk in there. Guys are obviously allowed in there as well, but it's pretty much all girls, and we do girl talk, and we talk about birth control and acne. You guys introduce yourselves on there. You find workout buddies. Like, it's really, really cute. It's a great little community, and I love reading everything and watching you guys make friends and hang out because of it. Like, it's just really, really cool to me. You guys plan stride classes, and like when you all want to come to stride classes together, it just makes me really, really happy. So if you guys want to join that Facebook group, it is Manifest with Tori DeSimone on Facebook. You just request access and I'll accept you. So let's dive into today's topic. Now, this was really inspired by two videos that I was seeing this past week, and I kind of want to give like the cliff note version of both of them, and then I want to give actionable steps on how you can apply these things I'm going to talk about to literally change your life. Something that I always have told myself and that I really believe is that everything happens for a reason. And there's like this meme going around on Instagram right now, and it's like, I know everything happens for a reason, but like, what the fuck? And it's so true. Like, sometimes when we are in such shitty situations, we're like, why is this happening to me? And we tend to think that the world is out to get us, and it's really not. And whether you have this mindset or you know somebody that does, like, I have this one friend where anytime I'm like, hey, how are you? It's always just, oh, well, this happened and then this happened. And, you know, it's like they have a permanent gray cloud over them, and they really think the world is out to get them. and that their life is just meant to be miserable with all these negative things happening to them and boys, you know, leaving their life all the time. Like, oh, it's just so sad all the time. And like, I know that that's not how life really is. And that's just because this one friend of mine is always focusing on the negative. So only negative things keep happening. When you think of all the good and you think of, you know, I'm so blessed to have all these amazing opportunities come my way. I'm so grateful that things are working out to my advantage. And when you start telling yourself that and believing that wholeheartedly, all these amazing changes actually start to happen in your life. So I'm kind of getting ahead of myself, but what I'm talking about here is manifestation. And I'm talking about the law of attraction. If you don't know what the law of attraction is, I'm going to recommend that you guys either read the book or watch the movie, The Secret on Netflix. It's also The Secret in book form if you want to read the book. And pretty much it goes into the law of attraction. What the law of attraction is, it's you are making your thoughts your reality. So when you are thinking or manifesting of this one thing, odds are it's going to happen. So let's say you really want this one guy to text you. You can just keep thinking it, manifesting it, visualizing how the text is going to look on your phone, what the person's going to say, how you're going to feel when you get this text, all these sorts of things. And I can guarantee you, you'll either get a text or you'll get a sign that is then going to lead to a text from them. Like it's crazy. Like this happened to me literally the other day. I can give you two examples of this. I saw this one person that I knew out at a bar, haven't seen them in so long. And I was like, wow, like it was great to see this person. And then a couple days later, mind you, I've never DM'd with this kid, texted with this kid, Snapchatted, literally nothing. And I just saw him out at a bar. I was like, wow, it's great to see this person. I haven't seen him in a really long time. And a couple days later, after I saw him, a DM from him showed up in my inbox. And I'm like, wow, like this is so manifested because since I saw him, I've just been like thinking about him and like wondering how he's been, things like that. So that's one example. The other example is the other day I was talking with my friend Katie about my very first boyfriend ever. His name was Brock. And we were just like talking about memories and how like, you know, we had like really fun times because she was dating one of his friends. So we were just, you know, joking around and telling stories and we're just putting it out into the universe. And last night when I was out, I saw him and this was the first time that I saw him in 8 years. And I ran into him like, holy shit, like I haven't seen you in 8 years. And it's so funny because I was just talking about you to my friend Katie. Like things like this happen. And now that you know that that's the universe bringing all of these thoughts into your reality, you really do start to believe it. And I bet you can think of examples that happen in your life too. It's just really crazy how this all ties together and how it actually works. Taking it back from something so literally, let's say you want to shop for a new car, right? And you're in the market for a new car and you want this one Toyota Corolla and it's your dream car. Now that you think about Toyota Corollas, how often is it that you see them out on the road and you're like, oh my God, there it is again and again and again. I remember when I was younger and we would play this game called Yellow Car, and every time you saw a yellow car, you just yell out yellow car. And I remember never seeing yellow cars until I started putting it into my thoughts to actually visually look for yellow cars, and then suddenly they're everywhere. So it's just like it's that law of attraction where whatever you think becomes your reality. And I wholeheartedly believe in manifestation. Like I wholeheartedly believe that Stride was going to work out just because it had to. I never really worried about the logistics. And of course, you have to be realistic in life and you have to think, okay, like if I want to open a business, I need money. How am I going to get the money? How am I going to do X, Y, and Z, da, da, da. But even when times for Stride got tight or hard in the very beginning before we opened, I never once ever doubted it or thought that things wouldn't work out in my favor because I knew that it would work out because it just simply had to work out. You know, in the beginning of Stride, when we first opened and we were having good numbers, but they weren't like what I was expecting. Like, don't get me wrong, the numbers were great and the class attendance was great. But anytime that someone asked me, you know, how is Stride doing? I was like, we're doing fantastic. Like, Stride is doing great. And I believed every single word that I said. And I manifested that I wanted our classes to waitlist. And I manifested what I wanted the schedule to look like in my mind. I printed out our schedule and I drew in the numbers and I visualized all of that. And then just one day, it literally exploded. And all of our classes were waitlisted. everything that I thought and manifested was literally brought into reality. And I was like, holy shit, this is what I visualized in my mind, and now it's my real life. This can also work in the contrast. So when Stride first opened, for example, September and October are our slower season of months. Reason being, we have a very strong working following and a very strong college and high school following. So the summers are great, the breaks are great, and the nighttime and the weekends are great. We don't really have like a mom following. I use the term very loosely, like a stay-at-home mom following, that come to like the 9:30, 10:30 classes. The following that we do have for that time slot is the best and amazing, and they're our family, but it's definitely not as busy as our nighttime following, and that's just how our business is. So I knew that from last year, and then, you know, when things like took off in the holidays, in the spring, in the summer, I was like preparing for things to go back to, I'm using the term slow season, I was preparing for slow season again. And sure enough, as soon as September hit, it slowed down. And I was like, you know what? I think I manifested this in a way, because I always told myself that it was going to slow down, and it did. And now I keep telling myself, you know, it's November, like this is when it gets busy again. And sure enough, here we are, like getting super, super busy again. And everything is just like exploding yet again. So I believed everything that I said. So this can really work in your favor, or it can work out of your favor, if that's the right phrase. It's like my one friend that always just has a permanent gray cloud over her where everything is negative and the world's out to get her. Well, no wonder the world's out to get you. That's what you're literally telling yourself every single day. I'm not going to find love with this person because I just never find love. I'm never going to lose weight because losing weight is really hard for me. I'm going to start eating healthy on Monday, but guess what? Monday's never actually going to come. All of those things, when you use it out of your advantage, you're really just cheating yourself in the long run.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. So ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree that Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things that I love about Indeed is that I've been able to use it for all of my businesses across the last few years, and it's been really amazing. What I love the most is that I'm able to put down like exactly what it is that I want on Indeed, and the candidates that match that get sent right to me. And then the hard part actually becomes narrowing down which ones are the best for me, because they all are exactly what I'm looking for. And then it really just comes down to like, which do I vibe with the best? And that's honestly pretty hard to choose from. But Indeed makes it really easy for me to find really good quality candidates that find exactly what I'm looking for instantly. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more that you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of the show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/manifest. Just go to Indeed.com/manifest right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/manifest. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. For the new year, I really want to make sure that saunaing is a big part of my wellness routine, and that is where I'm thrilled to bring in Boncharge. Boncharge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. Founded on science and inspired by nature, all Boncharge products adapt ancestral ways of living in our modern-day world. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you sleep better, perform better, and have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list really is endless. So from blue light glasses, sterilite therapy, to EMF management and circadian-friendly lighting, Boncharge products help you naturally address the issues of our modern day way of life effortlessly with maximum impact. One of my favorite products from Boncharge is their infrared sauna blanket. I loved sauning and I have for a really long time, but the problem is I always have to go to the gym and a lot of times I want a sauna at night when I'm cozy at home. I just don't want to leave. That's why using the infrared sauna blanket at home has been so amazing. This is a really great way to ease stress and unwind at the end of the day. It's also really good to detoxify and it promotes lower inflammation in the body, which is really, really huge. What's also really cool is that because this is a blanket, your head is out of it. So it's honestly, I find it's easier to stay in this longer. And because my head is out of it, I'm able to like read a little bit longer and my body still gets all the good benefits that I get while being in the sauna blanket. It's really easy to set up and it's also really easy to clean. It takes less than a minute to set up. It heats up really quickly and I can enjoy like a 30, 40 minute session in the sauna blanket while I'm relaxing, reading, watching TV, meditating. While if I'm in the sauna, I can really only stay in it for like 15 minutes because it gets so hot and uncomfortable, but because my head's out, I'm able to stay in it longer, but I still get all the benefits of it. I just feel so much more relaxed after my sessions. I just feel really, really good. And I just love ending my night with a sauna. Boncharge ships worldwide in rapid time. They have free shipping on every sauna blanket. They also have easy returns and exchanges, and they have a 12-month warranty. If you're interested, go to boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15%. That's boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15% off on your purchase. That's boncharge.com/manifest. So turning these thoughts into positive reinforcements and into positive thoughts. And if you don't know how things are going to work out in your life, that's totally okay. Sometimes just saying to yourself, things are working out in my favor is enough. Putting that out into the universe. Hey, things are working out for me. My life is going great. Things in my life are working out perfectly for my path and smoothly. I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be. Telling yourself those little affirmations, even if you don't know what they mean, but if you just say it and believe it, I promise you, your life is going to change and things are going to start working out for you. I watched this one video the other day and I recommend that you guys watch it too. It's by Luca Whittaker and it says, "This is how you can trust the universe and let go." And she brought up a lot of really good points. So please go watch her video. She's going to explain it much better than I will, but I'm just going to summarize the things that I really took away from it that since I've watched this video have really changed my life in such a good way. And then we're going to get on to the meat of this episode and then the actionable steps to go along with that. So in Luca's video, she was talking about just trusting the universe and whether you want to call the universe, God, life, you can call it anything. I truly believe in a higher power. I personally am not religious, but I would consider myself somewhat spiritual. So I refer to the higher power as the universe. So when I say the universe, know that that can be interchanged with whatever you believe. So for me, I really believe that the universe has gotten me to exactly where I am. Like the reason why I had to go to college and drop out was so that I knew that I wouldn't, you know, sit at home and wonder, well, should I have gone to college? I knew that when I was younger, I had to go to LA and then fail and come home and realize, okay, I don't want to be a YouTuber my whole life. I feel like I had to go to this one SoulCycle class and gain some weight before going to the SoulCycle class to then realize, okay, this is what I want to do to really change my life. So all of these things that were once hardships have taught me the biggest lessons. And then in return, I feel like I also had to have super happy things so that I can experience what happiness is like, so that I always know what I'm chasing after. And that's why, you know, we have these hardships and we have these really low, low, low points, but then we also have these super high highs so that we build character. Like, can you imagine if nothing bad ever happened to us? We would just be so plain and boring and mundane. Like we would have no layers to us, no texture to us. We need to have these hardships to go through in order to change, to learn, and to grow into who we are so that we know we're exactly where we're supposed to be. Something else that she said that was super comforting is that trusting the process, the universe, your God, whatever you believe in, trusting the higher power, I'm going to say the universe, trusting the universe has gotten me to where I am right now. So why is it just going to stop all of a sudden? It's not going to. If right now you feel really hopeless and really lost in your life, just remember that this is how you're supposed to be feeling right now because something better is on the horizon. Your universe has gotten you to right here, right now. It's not going to stop working in your favor all of a sudden. It's always going to be out there for you. You have a higher purpose. You have a reason to be here. You have a reason to live. You have a reason to go through a hardship, to learn from it and to experience from it. Maybe it's to help others. Maybe it's to help yourself. Whatever it is, the universe is not just going to stop working all of a sudden. So just believe it, that it's always going to be working for you and in your favor, because what happens to you is actually happening for you. Luca talked about this in her video, but I'm also reading the book. Well, I've read it before, but I'm rereading it and listening to the podcast again. A New Earth by, Eckhart Tolhart. Oh God, I don't really know. I always mess up his name. But A New Earth, it's a great book. And in it, they both talk about the ego and the higher self. This is something that I feel really lucky that I'm able to recognize my ego and recognize my higher self and really have this tangible perspective to me, I'm going to say. So Luca explained this in a really easy to comprehensible way. I think I make up words on this podcast. I don't really know though. So Luke explained it in a way that was super easy to comprehend, we'll say. So pretty much the ego is that little voice in your head. So whenever you are nervous about something, you're panicking about something, that's your ego talking to you. And your ego is what we tend to identify ourselves as. And that's where we kind of go wrong because our ego is a defense mechanism. Our higher self is who we really are. And once we can distance ourselves from our ego and identify with our higher selves, that's sort of when you have this breakthrough of who you really are. And I need to find out his name. Hang on. His name is Eckhart Tolle. So in A New Earth, Eckhart was saying how he went through a state of depression and he wanted to commit suicide. And this is when the breakthrough kind of was beginning for him. So he was saying, I want to kill myself. And then he was saying, well, who am I and who is myself? Am I two different people within my mind? And that's sort of when he was like, okay, well, I don't know who I am and I don't know who myself is, but they sound the same, but why aren't they agreeing? So they must be two different people. And that's sort of when he began his whole breakthrough. Which makes a lot of sense. Like, who am I? Who is myself? And why do I identify myself with I? Why do I identify myself with myself? Who am I really at my root, at my core, beyond what this voice in my head says? Who am I? So your ego is that defense mechanism. You know, whenever we're scared to go do something, like, let's break it down to a real example. For me, I was so scared to go to CrossFit. And I was like, I am so intimidated to go to CrossFit. Well, who am I? And why am I intimidated to go to CrossFit? That's just my ego protecting me from failure, humiliation, being fatigued, all of these things that, you know, we're kind of freaked out about. Because back in, you know, the day when we were cavemen, we always had this fight or flight instinct, and that was our protective mechanism. But now that we are much more civilized, we no longer really need to have this super defensive gut reaction, that our ego is still there. So our ego is the one that's protecting us. We tend to really identify as our ego. When you become your higher self, you're able to kind of look into your mind of at your ego. This is how I see it in my mind. I'm kind of able to take a step back, look at my ego, and make it into a tangible object. I always picture my ego as a square, and I can see my thoughts that are my square of an ego, and I can kind of see them in my mind, and I put it off to the side. I'll give you another example. last night when I went out to the bars, I didn't want to run into my ex-boyfriend that we all know. I just don't want to run into him. And there's always a possibility that I'm going to run into him at the bar. And, you know, every time that I was getting ready and I was starting to feel a little panicked, like, oh God, I hope I don't run into him. I was saying, okay, this is my ego talking. I'm going to back up. Let's think of my higher self right here. My ego doesn't want me to run into my ex-boyfriend. Why? Because it's probably going to upset me. It's probably going to make me feel anxious, and it's probably going to make my heart drop into my stomach. Now, if I were to run into him, the universe has put me on that path so that I do run into him. Why could that be? Is it so that I grow? Is it so that I come to terms with my fears? Is it so that I come to terms with my emotions? Like, there's a reason that I'm either going to or not going to run into him. And I need to realize that my ego is just looking out for me, but my higher self recognizes that my ego is just a thought. But my higher self recognizes that if I do see him, it's the path that I'm supposed to be on for my universe. Once you kind of just let everything go, once you realize that all your thoughts are these tangible things that you have control over, but the universe is ultimately the one in charge, things get a little easier. The stress kind of just goes off your plate, rolls off your shoulders, and you just feel at ease being in the present, because no matter what happens, it's eventually going to happen. If I'm supposed to run into him, it's going to happen. Whether I avoid it now, it'll happen tomorrow, or it'll happen on Tuesday, or the next weekend that I go out. Like, someone said to me that they weren't afraid of dying. And I was like, wow, why? I am so afraid of dying. And she said, well, because if I die, that's my time. So if I cheat on death on a Sunday, I think on Monday, I'm going to get hit by a bus because it's just my time. And as morbid as that is, I believe that that is pretty true, actually, once she explained it to me. The universe has us on a path for a reason. So if we try and like cheat our path, it's going to catch up to us, and it's going to happen because it's supposed to happen. But that's where we need to let go of our ego, and we need to let go of our fear and trust the universe, trust our higher self, trust that wherever we are is exactly where we're supposed to be. And once I sort of recognized that, like I said, a lot of things just started getting easier. So the next time that you're panicked, I want you to breathe. And then I want you to kind of take a step back out of your body and remove yourself from your body and look at your thoughts as a square, like a 3D cube in your mind. Like, literally picture your brain, then picture a cube in your brain. That's your ego. Once you kind of disconnect yourself from that, things get easier. Let's talk meditation really quick. I think a lot of people think that you need to meditate. I think that meditation is a really valuable tool, because meditating is a way to recenter yourself and reground yourself. I think meditation has a lot of intimidation to it, but right there, when we say that we're intimidated by it, that's our ego protecting us. What are we protecting ourselves from? Are we protecting ourselves from a breakthrough? Are we protecting ourselves from thoughts that maybe we don't want to think about? What is it that we're really holding back right there? So once you can disconnect yourself from the intimidation of meditation that your ego is setting up for yourself, you can kind of allow these emotions that we've been pushing down rise up to the surface. So that's the intimidation factor with meditation. I personally don't meditate as much as I would like to, just because I find that I am not the best at prioritizing my time with meditation, because when I wake up in the morning, I like to be go, go, go. And then at night, I'm always finding excuses like, oh, I'm too tired. And we'll get into that in a little bit with tangible, actionable steps on how to apply manifestation to your current everyday life. But whenever I do meditate, I'm always like, wow, I really should do this more. So when I meditate, I want to throw it out there that I still think all the time. But what's important is you let your thoughts come, you let your thoughts go, and you focus on your breath. So if a thought comes up, I always try and picture like my thoughts are balloons. So I have my thoughts on a balloon and they have a string. I'm tying the string off and I'm releasing my thoughts into the sky, and I'm releasing my balloon into the sky. That's me acknowledging my thoughts, letting them kind of marinate in my mind, and then releasing them. And sometimes that's the most that we can do. And sometimes that's the healthiest thing that we can do, is believe our thoughts, allow them to occur, and set them free. And then once you set them free, you focus back on your breath, you recenter, another thought's going to come through, you tie it, you release it, come back to your breath, and you keep repeating that for 5 minutes. Maybe it's 10 minutes. Start once a day for 5 minutes. I know we all have 5 minutes. So what I'm going to do is, whenever I want to break from my work, the one thing that I always do is I go on my phone and I go on Instagram, and I'm finding that I'm just wasting so much time on my Instagram, and I hate it. Every single time that I'm on my Instagram, I always say to myself, get off your Instagram. Like, what are you, like, you are wasting your time. So what I'm going to do is, whenever I want to break, I'm going to go on Spotify. There are guided meditations on Spotify. There's also apps, but if you don't want to pay for the apps, look on Spotify. And I'm just going to pick a guided meditation, and I'm going to breathe for 5 minutes, maybe 10. And I'm just going to recharge myself in a way that's healthy, in a way that leaves me feeling really motivated and clear-minded. I want to tell you guys a really quick story that I've never told. It's actually really interesting. So when I was a member at Lifetime, they had these meditation classes, and I could actually tell a couple of stories. I think I'll save them, but I'll tell you this one. So they had meditation classes at Lifetime Fitness, and I went to them. And the first one that I ever went to was absolutely incredible. So they had us like sit against a wall, and it was a meditation guider. I don't know if she guided us in a meditation. It was a guided meditation, and pretty much she just told us what to think about. She would recenter us back to our breath and all of these things. So when we first got into it, I was having a really hard time just kind of sinking into my meditation. She had us repeat in our minds every inhale, so, and every exhale, hum. So we would go, so, hum. So, hum. And we would say that in our mind over and over and over again. And whenever a thought would come, we would tie it to a balloon and we would release it. We'd breathe in. So, hum. And we would just keep doing it and doing it and doing it. Now, when this was happening, I was a huge skeptic, and I'm like, I don't believe this. I don't think it's really working for me at all. But something really crazy happened. I literally felt, you might think I'm crazy, but I literally felt my soul come out of my body. Like, I felt it disconnect, and this huge weight was lifted off of my body. And I started traveling to the center of the room with our guided meditation. And there were probably 20 other people in this room. And I remember just being in the middle of the room, looking at myself on the floor, meditating. And I looked around and I saw everybody, and I was in a circle. And then I came back to myself, and I was just looking at myself. And I got so emotional, and I was so loving of myself. And I just looked at my body, and I was like, wow, like, that is my home. I am this soul, and this is who I am. And that body is my shell. That body is what nourishes me. And is that body is what takes care of me. That body is just temporary. And I beat it up with so much working out, and I don't give it the love that my ego doesn't give it love, because my ego thinks I should always look better and lose weight and be more toned because I own a studio and da da da, all this other stuff. And you know, all of my insecurities that I was so hard on myself for, my soul had none of those insecurities. My soul was pure. My soul had love. My soul had joy. My soul had life to it. And I didn't have a mind attached to it. I had my higher self attached to my soul, not my ego. My ego is in my mind that was in my body, and that body was my vessel, that vessel that then would be returned to the earth. So I looked at my body, and this girl that was blonde and had my eyes closed, and I was, you know, 20 at the time, and I was just looking at myself, and I had so much love for myself. I thought that I was just the most beautiful little thing and the cutest little thing. And I probably sound a little crazy, but I really was like, I have been on this earth for so long. Like, this is not my first go around. It's not my last. Like, I have lived for so long, and this is just my current form. This is my current identity, my current vessel, my current outer shell. And I need to treat this shell with so much love and affection. And I need to be the one that nourishes myself every single day, because for my soul to flourish and for my soul to be so purely happy, I need to, you know, feed my body with the best things so that my soul can thrive. I need to treat my mind with so much love so that my higher self stays healthy and happy. And it was so crazy. I quite literally had an outer body experience in the most loving way. And I completely was disconnected from my ego, from my mind. And during this meditation, I was totally thinking the whole time, but I was thinking such clarity of just a higher self, a higher soul. I was solely a soul. And all of a sudden, the guided meditation teacher dinged on a little triangle that, you know, you do in music class in first grade. And I literally felt myself, my soul travel back into my body, landed on my chest, and I felt such a weight regain into myself. And I literally felt myself come back into my body, back onto this earth. And I opened my eyes and I just had so much clarity. And I have never forgotten that. And I can't believe I've never shared that, but I've never forgotten that. And my ego is so hard on my body. My ego is always telling my body to work out harder, to eat healthier, to look a certain way. Like, why does my ego do that? My higher self knows that I'm just a soul and I'm so much more than my outer appearance. If people just looked at my soul, what would they think? If everybody was blind on this earth, how would they view me? You know? And when I'm really hard on myself, I always try and remember that story and how beautiful and pure I felt in that moment. And a couple months later, I ended up doing a hypnotherapy session. I did two of them. And I got a lot of clarity from those, from my outer body experience and my meditation, where I was, you know, thinking that I've been here before. And I was here before. And I can share that in another episode if you guys want, because it's kind of a long story. So if you want that, let me know in the Facebook group and I can totally do an entire episode about my hypnotherapy sessions and my past life regressions and moving on from people that have crossed over and moving on from past friendships and relationships and toxic people. It was actually very interesting, and I'd actually love to do an episode about it. So just let me know if you guys want to hear it. But I definitely found closure from that meditation and I found clarity. And ever since then, I have felt at peace with my thoughts and with my breath and with my mind. Yes, I still struggle, but I'm able to disconnect and know that my struggles are my ego. And sometimes your ego really takes over. And sometimes when your ego takes over, your higher self feels so lost. But I'm able to kind of find it, even if it's not that day or the next day, it's in a couple of days, I'm able to find it and say, okay, I was having a moment, my ego took over, but I'm back and I'm here and I'm okay. And that's how we heal. That's how we move on. And that's how we let go and trust the universe. You know, I really wanted to have this episode also be about another really relevant topic that I found this week, but I actually think I'm going to save that for next week, because I feel like this is going on a path that I'm really enjoying and I'm really liking talking about manifestation and putting the law of attraction into your daily life. So I want to talk about that. But I also, what I did want to touch on was trusting yourself and setting yourself up, setting your mind up for success rather than failure. You know, if you tell yourself that you're going to wake up every day at 5 a.m., wake up at 5 a.m. because if you don't, that's a fail on you. So I want to talk about that actually next week or in an upcoming podcast for sure. But I kind of want to just stay on this track of manifestation and applying the law of attraction to your everyday life. In Luca's video, she was talking about spirit guides, and she was saying that, you know, when she first started really applying this to her life, her spirit guides were butterflies. And she said, you know, spirit guides, please show me butterflies into my life. And soon enough, butterflies were showing up. And of course, you know, this could be attributed back to, you know, your thoughts become your reality. If you're looking for yellow cards to play the game yellow cards are obviously going to show up everywhere. Totally believe in that. But at the same time, why can't we be comforted by knowing that we aren't alone in this universe and that we were put here at this exact time on Earth for a reason? It is really, really crazy when you think about it. Think of how infinitely big the universe is. Like, think beyond Earth and then beyond the Milky Way. Beyond the Milky Way, it's what? It's planets and galaxies. I mean, if you look up at the sky at night and you see a star, that star is so far away. It could have been burnt out years ago. Millions and millions and millions of years ago, light years ago, and we're just now getting the light to it. Like, we are so small, but we're here and we're alive, and we are around in the year 2019 when we could have been around. Like, so it's so hard, it's so untangible to even put into words. Like, that is how huge this universe is. And then the concept of forever, like, if we die, we are gone forever, if that's what you believe. Like, the concept of forever is so uncomprehendable to us. Like, it's never ending. Like, we always think of an end point in wherever we are, whether it's death or, you know, we're going to end, you know, we have 45 minutes and then it's over, or we have a movie and then we're done with our movie. Like, we always are used to having end times of things. Forever literally goes on forever. Think about the longest amount of time you can possibly think of. Infinity upon infinity upon infinity. And then there's more. And it just always infinitely goes on forever. It's absolutely insane. So the fact that we are here on planet Earth in the middle of a galaxy, in the middle of a universe that is so big we cannot even comprehend it, in the middle of where? Where is the universe? Is it in the middle of matter? Like, where the fuck are we? You know what I mean? Like, honest to God, where is the universe? Because it's not on a map. I mean, we're on a map. We're on a globe. But what's the globe on? Where's the universe on? Is it on just like white matter? White matter of where? Like, it is so insane to really think about all of this stuff. But the fact that we are on this earth at this very moment with you listening to this podcast on November 18th of 2019 is no coincidence. You are supposed to be here. You are supposed to be listening to this. You're supposed to be hearing every single word that I say. Like, it is so crazy, mind-blowing to me. And that's why I so believe that the universe has our intentions and our best intentions at mind, at heart, that everything shitty, amazing, anything that happens to us, even us just being born, is supposed to happen. Everything is supposed to happen exactly the way it is. So how can you apply this to your everyday life? The number one thing is to change your thoughts. So let's say money is really, really tight for you. I want you to start saying to yourself, money comes easily and frequently. Just start saying that. Start believing it. Money comes easily and frequently. Money comes easily and frequently. I am financially secure. I am financially comfortable. Money comes easily and frequently, and I am financially comfortable. Just say that. Even if you don't know how you're going to get more money to make ends meet, even if you don't know what other opportunities are going to come your way that are going to result in money, just start saying it. But you got to believe it. You can't just say it. You got to believe it. I believe, I know that money comes easily and frequently, and I'm financially comfortable. I know that. Is that my reality? Maybe, maybe not. But I believe it. So it's going to eventually become my reality. I have a manifestation check on my desk, and I have it printed out. Or not printed out, but I have it written, taped to my desk right here. And someone actually commented on my video. They said, that's a nice $100,000 check you have on your counter. And it is. It's on my desk right here. I'm looking at it right now. And it's a check that I wrote to myself for $100,000. And the date on it is December 31st of 2019. And I, you know, that was a goal of mine. was to reach $100,000. And it was just something that every time I sit down at my desk to work, I look at. And it's a manifestation check. Whether I reached that goal or I didn't, I believe it. I wholeheartedly believe that money comes easily and frequently, and I'm financially comfortable. No doubt about it. Having that manifestation every single day to remind yourself is key. So you don't have to go out and create a vision board if you don't want to, but you just have to believe what you are saying to yourself. When you say to yourself, oh my God, I'm so fat, I can't fit into these jeans. You believe that. Why is it that we believe our negative thoughts so much easier than our positive thoughts? You know, we never really say, wow, I'm having a great hair day today, and we believe it. Why is it? Anytime we actually are having great hair day, it's such a surprise to us. We need to start really loving and believing all of our positive thoughts, positive reinforcements, because the more we say it, the more it's going to happen. So we're going to start switching our thoughts to positive ones. The next thing that we're going to do is recognize our ego and our higher self. So when we're freaking out, we're panicking, we're having the worst day at work, you're going to breathe. You're going to take a step back and you're going to say, okay, my ego is what's upset. My higher self is okay, because my higher self knows that the universe has my back, that any emotions that my ego is feeling, it's what the universe wants my ego to feel, and I am perfectly okay. I am exactly where I should be, and I'm going to feel because the universe wants me to feel this. I'm going to experience it. I'm going to move on from it. I'm going to learn from it. And I'm going to enhance my path because of this. So that's the art of letting go. And that's how it all begins. So you have to believe your positive thoughts, disassociate yourself from your ego, recognize your higher self, breathe, trust, and let go. And guys, I really think just those small little tips is really going to help you. Now, I'm sorry that I didn't get into the meat of the episode that I thought I was going to get into. I am going to save it for another episode because it's really interesting and it's something that I really want to dedicate a lot of time to. But now that I kind of went on this tangent, they're kind of unrelated in a related way. I'm not going to worry about it because my higher self knows that I'm supposed to be doing two different episodes for this, and that's what the universe has in store for me. But yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and I hope you enjoyed the path that it kind of went on, and I hope it's going to set your week up for a great one, for a positive one, and just know that whatever happens this week is exactly what's supposed to happen this week. So keep your head up, keep your chin up, feel, experience, breathe, go through it, and just know that your ego, you aren't your ego. You aren't even your higher self. Your soul is your higher self. So I'm going to leave you guys with that. I would love to hear your thoughts in the Facebook group. If you guys want to join it, it's Manifest with Tori DeSimone. Every single day it's popping off in that Facebook group. And I would love for you guys to participate. And I'd love to hear your thoughts on this episode. So I'm going to leave you guys with this. Have a wonderful rest of your week and happy Manifest Monday, guys.